At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
What's going on, guys? Hello, friends. Welcome back or to the podcast that takes its silliness seriously. The Professionally Silly Podcast. It's your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones. And welcome back to the podcast where we like to shoot the shit and discuss a variety of awesome, as well as a variety of what the fuck, paranormal experiences, true crime stories, and some interesting random ass topics that I find online. If you're new here, thank you so much for stopping by. Take a listen to my past episodes because they are tons of fun. I'm talking about from serial killers to hilarious drunken moments to ghost stories to all kinds of shit. It's an audible variety show here on the podcast. Join in on the silly. So, hey, ear family. What's up, ear family? First of all, let me just go ahead and take a second right now. I just want to thank you guys so much for being here with me every week. Okay, my content, whether it's my podcast or my YouTube channels, they mean a lot to me. They give me a purpose. Okay, I've been along like everybody else, I'm sure, or a lot of people, I've been suffering from depression for quite some time. And the only thing that seems to bring me pure joy is using my creative mind to bring smiles or laughter or even fear to the faces of others. And that's just like my favorite thing, to make someone feel something because of what I've created. You know, it's a great feeling. I've been entertaining people since I was like 3 years old. Okay. I love entertaining people. Always have. So those of you that chill with me week after week here on the podcast or on my YouTube channels, I fucking love you. And it means more to me than you know that you're here. So thank you so, so much. I just had to shout out my listeners and viewers. So let's get on with the show. Last week, we talked about unusual ways people have died. And when I say unusual, I mean unusual, okay? I bet you didn't know that a hickey in the wrong spot could kill you. Yeah, you know, sucking on somebody's neck is not always a safe choice. You know, I didn't know that until that episode, I tell you what. And apparently, there is such a thing as too much sex for some people. We learned that in that episode as well. If you haven't heard that episode yet, make sure you go ahead and check it out. It was a lot of fun and terrifying at the same time. It really was. It truly was. And actually, like I said on that episode, I did another podcast episode. I want to say, I think it was October of 2020, in a bizarre ways people, you know, ate it, you know. And there are tons of ways that you could die that you wouldn't even know. You wouldn't even know. It's kind of creepy. Oh, I forgot to tell you guys. So, on my YouTube channel, my Professionally Silly YouTube channel, this past week, I think it was Sunday, I went ahead and I tried this game called Richie's Plank Experience on my Oculus Quest 2. And it was terrifying as hell. If you have a problem with heights, this is not the game for you. But I put up a video of me playing the game, and it was a lot of fun. If you have an Oculus Quest 2, try Richie's plank experience and enjoy yourself. It's a lot of fun. Or you can just watch me scare the shit out of myself on my YouTube channel, because let me tell you something, there was a lot more to that game than I expected. So make sure you guys go ahead and check that out. Okay, so today's episode here in the podcast, I've got a creepy one prepared for you. Creepy experiences. We've all had them, but there is definitely levels to creepy. Okay, not only will we have some creepy fun, but a listener has decided to share her creepy experience with us, which is awesome. I'm so excited to share her story. God, I freaking love it when you guys join in on the show. It really does make my day. So I'll be sharing her story with you guys today as well. But as always, before we get into today's creepy episode, I want to remind you guys that if you have any of your own interesting stories for the podcast, email them to me at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. I know that's a long email. I've been thinking about changing it, but I've been shouting out this email for so long, I'm just going to keep it. So to make it easy for yourself, just copy and paste it. It's in the show notes, and put it into your composing box and send me an email. I talk about a variety of topics here, so maybe you've got some experiences that you want to share that could actually inspire an entire episode. You know, just like the listener who shared her story today and inspired this episode topic. So join in on the silly. Let me know in the subject title in the email what the topic is. Is it scary? Is it funny? Or what have you? I want to know. So you can be a part of the show by sending in your stories to my email, which once again is down in the show notes at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. Also, guys, to show your support for this podcast, please leave me a 5-star and written review on Apple Podcasts or whichever podcast platform that you are using. This helps my podcast grow and earn new listeners, and I would love, love, love to have more listeners. I really would. That I would like to have more viewers on my YouTube as well. The more, the merrier, my friends. Okay, so let's go ahead and get to this creepy-ass episode. What's going on, professionally silly listeners? I have to share something amazing with you guys that is super exciting. Recently, a company by the name of Vance Global reached out to me, and they wanted me to try their product. Now, they are a Milwaukee-based CBD joints and hemp manufacturer. Now, Vance Global is providing us with a safer alternative to smoking tobacco products. And they have even created the most potent CBD cigarette out there. So if you're interested in CBD cigarettes and or you may be interested in an alternative to smoking tobacco products, then this is for you. Check out their Instagram at Vance Global, VANCE, then the word global, and then take a look at the merchandise and see if there's something there that you want to purchase. And make sure that you use the coupon code SMILES to get 20% off your purchase. Once again, the coupon code is SMILES to get 20% off your purchase. Vance Global. I'll be sure to post their link tree down below in the show notes of this episode. All right, y'all, so let's go ahead and get with our first story. Now, this one's coming from Mashable.com. They've decided to put their hat in the ring for this first one, y'all. And it's coming from Reddit user MegaMan1410. And their story is insane, okay? If I were them, I would have been terrified too, let me just say. All right, so it reads, was sitting in my room at like 11:30 p.m., heard lots of shit downstairs and assumed it was my mum. Now, they spell mom, M-U-M, so they must be European, you know, maybe British. I should be British for the rest of this episode, right? It's going to be like, I was sitting in my room at like 11:30 p.m., heard lots of shit downstairs, and I assumed it was my mum. Right? Nailed it! Or maybe I didn't, I don't know. I feel like I did, but I'm also not British, so Willow Moon. You're one of my UK listeners. Did I nail it? No? Okay. Well, won't do that no more. I'm sorry. Anyways, his story goes on to say, I heard her walk up the stairs to my room, stop, and I called out to her. She didn't say anything and walked downstairs. I went down about a half an hour later to find a piece of paper with the words, "You're lucky I'm scared too," written on it, and a whole bunch of shit was missing. I called Mum, and she still hadn't arrived home from a dinner that she was at with her friends. I called the cops and locked myself in the bathroom, but I think they left when they realized I was still home. Probably the most scared I've ever been. Okay, let me just start with this. I gotta say, when you hear anything out of place, that shit cuts through everything. Let me tell you something. Okay, you could be blasting trap music. Okay, and if some sort of sound or sight catches your attention, it will cut through that loud ass music. I'm telling you, you're gonna hear that shit. Imagine, like, seriously, imagine this, thinking that you're alone only to find out you weren't. That shit is horrifying as hell. Now, but for someone who broke in your house to leave a letter, that's another type of what the fuck that I've never experienced. Okay, shit. I mean, first of all, isn't that evidence? Just leaving handwriting analysis and whatnot, just, what the fuck? Fingerprints and shit. Did you come with the pen and paper? Did you scounge around and find pen and paper while you were there? You had time to write a note? You obviously weren't scared enough. No, no, no. And fuck that dude. Talking about he's scared too. The fuck? Home. Look, that robber, that thief is lucky as fuck that the resident of that home was not strapped, okay? What if the owner of the home was a cop with nerves of steel and a lot of guns? All right. What if this happened in Florida? You would have got shot. You would have got shot. The fuck? And let me tell you something. There are people out there in this world who wouldn't say, "Mom, is that you?" Oh, no. Some people will check that shit out as quietly as they can so they can surprise whoever the fuck is invading their space. Okay? Military style shit. All right? Just army crawling across the ground and shit. You don't know. And if you are in their home without their permission, they have the right to light your ass the fuck up, and more power to them, damn it. So if you are a thief or a robber or a burglar or whatever the fuck you call yourself, you best be careful if you listen to this podcast, okay? This is your warning. Some people aren't afraid and they will light you the fuck up. There are some psychotic ass people who have their own homes, who are waiting for a burglar or a robber to come up in there just so they can cut your lungs out and shit. Look, y'all gotta be smart. Just get a job. Look, there are jobs everywhere right now. Everywhere I go, I swear to God, everywhere I go, there is a help wanted sign or incentives and shit to apply at places. So if you're talking about you can't get a job, something is up with your resume, or you can't read, or something's up, because everybody is hiring. Everyone. Shit, I might get me one of them damn things too. Shit. Well, well, well. If it isn't good old BuzzFeed.com jumping on in and sharing some creepy with us, I love it. I swear BuzzFeed has every type of story or experience that anyone has ever experienced on the website. Like, it's legit. I mean, they talk about ghost stories, baby's first words, I'm sure. I don't know. Favorite foods, everything. They're like this podcast, except I'm better in my head. This story involves man's best friend. Dogs. And I gotta tell you, I love dogs so much. I love animals so much, but dogs are great. They are loyal. They're adorable, great company, and they make you feel safe. And I've had dogs before, and I miss them dearly. They have passed since, but I felt all of that from them, you know, the loyalty, the adorableness, and the feeling safe, all of it. My cat, on the other hand, is a complete useless bitch. Look, she's cute, though. She's cute, but she ain't good for shit. All she does is lick herself and complain. Fuck. We have a lot in common. Anyways, she makes me feel safe, you know, against bugs. She lets me know when there's one around, you know, because what she'll do is she'll pay a lot of attention to that one area. And if I see her paying too much attention to something or to an area, I know something's up. And the first thing I say, look, Samantha, if it's alive, kill it. I don't know what it is, but you need to handle your business. You know, and she's not that kind of cat. She just alerts you. Hey, listen, there's a spider over here. I'm going to play with it if you don't want to do something about it. Like, thanks, Sammy. You're just so helpful. You know, shit, if she hears anything at all, she lets me know right away. She starts, you know, her ears point up. She's looking in the direction of the sound and she will not move. Just not moving. So she's like a little furry alarm system that makes no noise. She's adorable. She's licking herself currently. Bitch is talking about me on her fucking podcast. All right, let's go on to the story. It says, when I was about 15, I was home alone in my house at night. First of all, being home alone at 15 at night is terrifying. Okay, being home alone in your 30s at night can be terrifying. Okay, you hear every sound that your home could possibly make or outside of your home. Cool breezes and shit, things you can't. You're seeing shadows, even though it's nothing. Look, when I'm home alone, I swear, there's always demons nearby at all times. Just demons, just not ghosts, straight to demons, straight to demons. Anyways, let me go on with the story. It reads, when I was about 15, I was home alone in my house at night. It was just me and my three dogs. My dogs were normally very lazy at night. All they would do is lie in their dog beds, chilling out until bedtime. But for some reason on this night, they all became very agitated at the same time. They all kept running into different rooms in my house and growled and barked at empty corners, something they had never done before and haven't done since. I checked the whole house and never found anything. I don't believe in anything supernatural, but that night I slept in my parents' bedroom with the door locked, a gun next to me, and all three dogs on the bed with me. Shit. Okay, this guy had three dogs letting him know that something was up. Okay, if your animal is paying a lot of attention to an area where you can't physically see anyone or anything, something is up, bitch. Okay, something's up. you already know what could be possibly happening. Okay, ghosts, son, spirits and shit. All right, your pet is telling you, hey, bro, listen, you got spirits, kid. That is what his dogs were saying. Hey, man, hey. If you look, my A means bark, woof woof. That was me barking as a human. Hey. You got spirits, son. And let me tell you, friends, okay? If you have spirits in your home, a gun will not be helpful. They are already dead, okay? Just thought I'd point that out. But I tell you what, maybe he believes in supernatural now. I know I would. Shit. And I've done that before. When I was younger, my parents went out of town or something like that for like a weekend or something. And I was left in the house by myself. And I was old enough, you know, but I grew up in a time where people weren't scared of that kind of shit. You know, you could leave your children home alone for a few hours or even a weekend and things would be fine. You know what I'm saying? I know in the 70s, I would say the 1900s up until the 90s, people used to leave their kids home all the time. The doors unlocked. Nobody gave a shit. Windows open. It was fine. I'm amazed that most of us who are adults now have lived long enough to see adulthood, because our parents had left us alone. It's whatever. Just fine. How many times have you heard, a true crime story where someone says, after that, we decided we need to lock our doors. We felt safer in our neighborhood before Ted Bundy was around. We felt safe until the Zodiac Killer came into our lives. Nah, bruh. Lock doors, kid. To this day, I lock the top lock and the bottom lock of the doors to my house. You're not getting in without me hearing it. No. Let me go on to this next story, y'all. Lock your doors, motherfuckers. Lock your doors. Also, listen to your animals. They can see things that we can't. Just saying. Damn it, if BuzzFeed.com, boy, they stay showing off with their incredible stories. Here they go again. Now, this one includes something that has always freaked me the fuck out. Dolls. Yep, dolls. Now, this is coming from someone who used to own a Chucky doll. I sure did. I also used to work at Spencer's Gifts, and that shit was normal. I had a discount for that Chucky doll, and I had it for a long-ass time. I got that employee discount, bitches. I will not be judged, okay? But let me just tell you this. Some dolls freak me out. They just look haunted as fuck. You know what I mean? Like, I don't need dolls that move on their own near me. I don't like their bee little eyes following me around when I move. It's just, ugh, I don't like that shit. I don't like it. Especially if there's, like, if one of your friends is, like, weird and has, like, multiple dolls just sitting around the house. And it's, like, an audience of death watching you. I don't like it. I don't like it. Now, this particular story is, it's weird as fuck. Let's get to it. It reads, when I was about 16, my parents put a 4-foot doll, porcelain doll, mind you, in my room. My dad actually moved the doll into the corner of my room, covering it with a sheet because it scared me so much. One night, I woke up in the middle of the night to pee, and the doll's sheet was on the floor, and the doll was in the middle of the room. The fuck? No! No. A 4-foot porcelain doll just standing in the middle of your room, and it was not where you left it? Nah, I'm burning the house down. So, it goes on to say, out of shock, I pissed myself. Psh, I don't blame you, son. It's totally fine. He goes on to say, I ran downstairs, got cleaned up, and stayed there until morning. After that, my dad decided to put the doll in my closet. The next night, I woke up to light thumping in the closet. My dad finally moved the doll to the spare bedroom, to the spare room downstairs. One night after a few months, I woke up around 2 a.m. to the sound of the vacuum running. I went downstairs to ask my parents why they decided to vacuum in the middle of the night. As soon as I opened the door to the spare room, the vacuum stopped running. The doll was still in the corner my dad had put it in, but there was stuff thrown all over the room, and the vacuum wasn't even plugged in. Okay. No. No. First of all, why the hell do 4-foot dolls even exist? Especially porcelain ones. Why? Why? Covering it with a sheet? Okay, it's just as creepy as the doll just standing there. No. No. And to be honest with you, I also would have peed myself as well. And I am not ashamed of that. Fuck that. After seeing the sheet on the floor and the doll somehow ending up in the center of the room, bruh, I'm pissing everywhere and y'all can't say shit. Pissing all over the fucking place and y'all can't say shit. Don't judge me, okay? Also, why the fuck is the dad so adamant on keeping this goddamn doll? Why? Like, after the kid says that they don't like it, and after peeing on themselves, I would have just gotten rid of the doll. I'm like, oh, okay, my bad. You don't like this thing? Okay, no problem. We'll get rid of it or something. Throw that bitch out. She over there thumping on closet doors and shit and vacuuming without the vacuum being plugged in and throwing shit around. Like, what the fuck does it take for the father in the story to get rid of that creepy thing? Does it have to burn their fucking house down? God. Like, I find it very strange that I even have to say this, but if you have a haunted doll and you don't want it in your house, get rid of it. I'm now starting to wonder if the doll has threatened the father into allowing it to stay here, to let him stay there. Like, listen, nigga, if you try to throw me out, I'm gonna bring a house to the ground. So I'm staying. That's the only way. There's just no way. There's just no way. After all of that, I gotta be honest with you, after I found the doll in the center of the room and the sheets on the floor, that doll would have been gone. Nope. Thrown it away. It's just not happening. That's a lot. That father does not win Father of the Year awards at all. He should have all his children taken from him. I'm calling CPS right now. I gotta go.
Thank you.
Okay, listen. I got just one more thing on the last story. Okay, listen. If your dad was not going to get rid of the doll, then it has become your responsibility too. And just burn that bitch in an oil drum somewhere out in the middle of nowhere and just leave it there. And you're like, have you seen our hunted doll? I'm like, nope, no idea. It must have got up and left. I'm so sorry. Moving on. Let's go to this next story here. Let me tell you something. Spirits going bump in the night, okay? I don't like anything going bump in the night. I don't like things happening that shouldn't be happening. It is what it is, especially in my home, okay? Now, this one is terrifying, but it's also kind of sweet at the same time. It's like kind of sweet. Okay, let me share it with you. It reads, my grandmother died when I was 5. And after she died, my mom and I moved into her house. When I was about 10 years old, my mom and I sat on Christmas Eve and talked about my grandmother. My mom sat in her chair and I sat on the couch. Between us, there was this dresser with a lamp on it. The lamp is one of those that lightens up a bit more every time you touch it. And when touching it the fourth time, it turns the light off. So we were sitting there and talking and suddenly the lamp turns itself on. None of us was touching it and it was too far from us to let us touch it. My mom says, Granny, turn it off, please. And bling, the light is off. My face got white as a ghost, and I just ran away from the couch. My mom was calm, but 7 years later, she told me that she almost lost it, but had to keep cool because I freaked out. I still get goosebumps writing this as a 32-year-old. My mom still has the lamp, and it never did anything like that again. You still have to touch it 3 times to turn up the light, and the fourth time it shuts off. So thank you, boardpanda.com, for this one. No, ma'am. Listen, spirits, there has got to be a better way for you to show your presence. Like, can't you conjure up the scent of fresh baked cookies or some shit like that? I do not need random lights just turning on for no reason at all. I don't need it. No. And no, thank you. And it's crazy because I actually used to have a lamp like that when I was a kid. We had several in our house and I used to just touch them over and over again. I won't be judged. It was just cool. Just touch a lamp. Boop. Lights on. It was so much fun. Okay. But this is like before Wi-Fi, so I didn't have anything better to do. Leave me alone. But kudos to the mother in the story who was able to keep her cool and not terrify her child, because there are a lot of people who would not be able to do that in that particular situation. And I honestly do feel that my cousin Chris is definitely one of those people. I remember we were doing a mini paranormal investigation by the Haunted Forest. And by the way, I have 2 videos on my Paranormal Blacktivity channel where I go to a haunted forest that's a little ways behind my house. And I went there during the day and I went there again at night at 3 a.m. by myself. And let me tell you something, it was terrifying. Anyways, we're at the edge of this haunted forest. And I remember when we were outside, the wind was blowing kind of hard, you know, every now and then. So the leaves on the trees moved. Okay. So anyways, after we asked the spirit to show us that they were there to prove it, the tree that hung low near us, the leaves began to move right next to our heads. So I think that the wind blew the trees. Chris freaked the fuck out. And I mean, look, just left me. He flipped the fuck out and ran. I heard that it was funny because right directly after I heard the trees, the leaves of the trees move, I heard the sound of footsteps running away from me, and I turned my head to the left, and he's already about 30 or 40 feet away from me. just left me there. His footsteps said, good luck, bitch. Like, he just left me. I was like, you son of a bitch. And now he likes to join me on my paranormal investigations, but I'm always terrified he's just going to leave me to the demons. Like, because he's tall and thin, so he can move kind of fast. I am none of those things, and so I don't move as quickly anymore, and the demons would have stole my soul, and he would have just left me alone to have my soul eaten. What an asshole. Oh my God, I love that boy, I swear I do, but when we do these paranormal investigations, I never know what to expect from him. I'm always thinking he's going to just leave me. Oh my God. So the moral of the story, only paranormal investigate with people you know won't leave you. Oh, it is time for our listener story. I'm really excited about this. I fucking love it when you guys send in your own experiences. It is so much fun for me. It really is. I love it. Let's go ahead and get into this one. It's kind of long. Actually, no, it's not that long, but it's great. So let's go ahead and get to it. She writes, a while back, I used to live in this cheap-ass apartment in West Oakland that was filled with drug addicts and alcoholics. At the time, my son was about 2, and I was living with my son's father. Girl, I've been there. I have been there, especially when I was in college. I lived in some cheap-ass apartments. And those silverfish, you know, those little bugs that you always find on the car. Oh, God, those things are every fucking where. The toilet never worked the way it was supposed to. And the landlord was a bitch. I've been there, girl. And my neighbor, she might have been a drug addict or an alcoholic. I don't know. But that bitch had like 13 ferrets. And every time she opened the door, you could smell, like you can smell it. Every time I came across her when we were getting our mail, I could smell the ferrets on her. It didn't make no goddamn sense. Let's go into the story. I'm sorry. That just reminded me of that. Okay. Anyways, she goes on to say, my son would often giggle and laugh randomly by himself as if someone was entertaining him. And that was fine. But sometimes I would feel like someone was watching me every time I took a shower. Well, that's creepy. Over time, it seems as though my son's interactions were increasing. So one day I said, hey, I don't care as long as you keep him laughing and I don't see you, but stop watching me and the shower. That's a direct quote, y'all. That's what she said. That's fair. That's fair. And keep all the happiness and stuff, but you got to stop watching me while I'm naked. I don't like that shit. She goes on to say, because it was time for him to know that I don't like that and that I was aware. The next day, I took a shower again and it didn't feel like I was being watched. But then suddenly, my son screams, then starts to cry. I ran out and looked around, and I could tell that he didn't fall or anything. Instantly, I knew it was whoever my son had been talking to. Hey, look, don't play about my son. I will come cleanse this house fucking with me. Please don't do it again. This is a quote. And I know her personally, so I honestly believe that's what she fucking said. I would clean this house. Shit, fucking around with me. I know her voice and I can just hear her saying this. Oh my God. Okay, moving on. She goes on to say, later on in the evening, I was watching TV and a cup fell from the counter. That cup was sitting on the counter for hours and it was not sitting on the edge, okay? So it didn't make sense as to how it fell. I sighed with attitude because I was not ready to talk to this thing again. So I just sat and watched TV in the attempt to wait for my son's father to arrive, usually about 2:15 a.m. every night, but I fell asleep. I wake up to the feeling of something sitting on the bed. Side note, we didn't have a bed frame at the time, so if someone sits on the bed, it's hard to miss. You know, broke-ass 20-year-old parents trying our best. Girl, I feel you. I slept on the broken futon for 5 years. I got you, boo. She goes on to say, I look, and he's just staring at me. I said, oh, you're home. How was work? But he doesn't respond. You okay? How was work? Still, no response. I give up because I'm super sleepy. So I said, okay, I don't have time for this. Good night. Then I wake up again to the lights turning on and my son's father walks through the door. Instantly, I get upset. So where'd you go at 2 a.m. in the morning? Confused, he said, "What are you talking about? Oh, so you just gonna act like you..." Then I paused, and he said, "I just got here." I was in shock. "Stop playing. What time is it?" I looked at my phone, and it was 2:17 a.m. Now that I think about it, all I saw was a shadow, and it was a bald, heavier-set male figure, while my son's figure is quite skinny, and a fade. Shake my head. That's what she said. I told that motherfucker I didn't want to see him. Damn! Thanks for reading, Sama. First of all, I love how she ends that whole story talking about the ghost. I told that motherfucker I didn't want to see him. Damn! It's the talking to spirits with an attitude for me. That's what it is for me. Like, she just gave that spirit all her black anger. Just all her black mama anger, I swear. And she's talking to the spirit like they had history. I told this motherfucker I didn't want to see him, and he just gonna show up. I can't. But look. That shit is funny as fuck. See, this is why I love her ass, okay? I love this. I love this woman so much. Then they started, she gonna start a whole ass argument with her boo. You ask me, okay? Now, I think that the spirit was trying to come between their your relationship because the spirit wanted you for himself, you see. Mm-hmm. Over there watching you shower and shit, then sitting on the bed next to you where sexy time occurs. Mm-hmm. See, that shit is creepy enough when somebody alive does it, let alone a ghost, okay? Just sitting down, just, let me just watch her shower. That's creepy as fuck. And my insecure ass doesn't want to go see me naked either, dead or alive. It's about consent, honey. It's about consent, okay? Now, I actually know Sama personally, well, sort of. I met her on TikTok. Oh, make sure you guys check her out. She's hilarious as fuck. At Miss Ninja Sama, and it's spelled MS dot the word ninja and then her name SAMA, Miss dot Ninja Sama. She's so fucking funny. Oh, and my girl has a podcast of her own, and it's called Conversations with Gory Summers. You like that? Conversations with Gory Summers. It sounds so professional the way I just did that. She has a very soothing voice and great points of view about life. She really does. And I've actually had a social media crush on her for years. Yes, yes, ma'am. Yes, I do. Yes, I did. Uh-huh. And she's just a beautiful soul with so much talent. And I'm very proud to call her a friend. Now, I am certainly hoping to bring her onto the podcast as a guest host as often as I can, but because she is just so much fun. She's just great. And I think that you guys would enjoy her as well. But yeah, girl, you got to set boundaries with these spirits, boo. And you did it. It's just, I just saw you sitting there patting your head. Just, I done told this motherfucker I didn't want to see him. Shit. Had a whole ass argument. So where'd you go at 2 a.m. in the morning? What you talking about, baby? I just got here. So you just gonna act like you, oh, shit. Oh my god, to be a fly on the wall for that conversation. Oh my, thank you so much, love, for sending me your story. I hope that you've got more that you would like to send. They can be creepy, embarrassing, what have you. Send your stories in. I love it. Listen, y'all, if there is anything that you can take from this podcast episode, it's don't let spirits see you naked without consent, okay? Don't do that. You listen, spirits, y'all need to start asking. Y'all can't just be walking up in there checking out bitches' titties. It's rude and creepy. Stop it. Also, guys, please don't ignore your pets. Okay, something might be up. If your dog or your cat or your lizard or whatever the fuck is just paying too much attention to a certain area in your home, you need a priest. Just handle your business. Handle it. And listen, there is also no fucking reason to have a 4-foot porcelain doll in your house. Get rid of that shit immediately. Immediately. I'm telling you. Spirits, if they are going to possess anything and it's not you, it is going to be something with arms and legs. And it's going to find the largest thing with arms and legs that it can. And it's going to kill you in your sleep. Well, it may not do that, but it's going to break some shit in your house. You have to clean some things up. Don't nobody want to clean shit up when they ain't got to. Because spirits, they will cause a mess, but they don't clean that shit up. I want to hear about a possession where a spirit freaks the fuck out and cleans my house. Why is that not a movie? How come every time the demons come out, they got to break my dishes and open up cabinets and shit and stack chairs on top of each other? Why can't it just clean my fucking house? I'm getting angry. Okay. Professionally silly life rules, people. Professionally silly life rules. I hope that you guys enjoyed this episode. And if you did, let me know via podcast Twitter at It's Pro Silly, ITSPROSILLY, or on the Professionally Silly podcast group on Facebook. I want to know if there's other people listening to this podcast other than Ebony and Olivia. Now, I know my homegirl Melissa is, because we went to high school together and she let me know that she enjoys the podcast. So there's at least 3 people who I know are actually listening. There's at least 3 of y'all who are actually listening, okay? And thank y'all so much. Also, guys, you can let me know if you enjoy the episode on the podcast Instagram as well while you're at it. And it's the same name at It's Pro Silly. And for those of you who may not be aware, I do tend to post photos or videos pertaining to the episodes that we've discussed on the podcast Instagram at It's Pro Silly. So make sure you go ahead and check that out. And all the links to that stuff is down below in the show notes. Now, if you want to join in on the silly and you have any stories or experiences that you want to share, like my homegirl Sama did, email me your stories and your experience to itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. If you can't spell professionally, that's weird. Autocorrect might help you out, or you can look at the name of the podcast or my YouTube channel. There are ways to spell it. You can ask Siri. I can't say her name because then my phone gonna go off. You can ask Alexa. I can't say her name either because it's gonna go off. My Echo Dot's gonna be like, how can I help you? Let's go ahead and ask her how to spell it. Alexa, how do you spell the word professionally?
Professionally is spelled PROFESSIONALLY.
There you go, bitches. There's no excuse. Also, Alexa, can you tell me a dirty joke? Now this bitch ain't got nothing to say. Alexa, tell me a dirty joke.
Art. Bamboo.
I enjoyed it. It's my fault. I asked her in the form of a question. I should have been like, you better tell me a dirty joke. Alright, guys. Email me your stories and experience to the podcast email. It can literally be about anything you want as long as it's interesting and fun. There is a good chance that your story could inspire an entire episode topic, just like hers did. So make sure you send them in. You can also leave me a message on the Anchor app or my Google Voice number, 805-664-1828. Send me a text message or leave me a voicemail, and I will be sure to put you in the podcast unless you say otherwise. I would love to hear from you guys. Sama, you made my whole fucking day when you sent me your story. I got an email and I was like, oh, a listener story. I orgasmed immediately. It was fantastic. Thank you. So now I know I haven't done this in a while, but we're going to do it this week because, and I'm talking about my PSC, my podcast shout out corner. This week on my PSC, we've got Conversations with Glory Summers. She discusses things around surrounding different parts of life. There is no battle that is the same, but they're not that different either. So battle these topics with laughter while also learning from each other's experiences. Gory Summers, y'all, that's Sama. Make sure you guys go ahead and check her out. Did I mention that she can sing too? Homegirl is a quadruple threat, damn it. Sama, Gory, Miss Ninja, thank you. She know what I'm talking about. Thank you so much for sending in your story. It means the world to me. You have no idea. I love it, love it, love it. Now, I listen to her podcast on Spotify, but I'm sure that they are available on other podcast platforms as well. So make sure you let her know that the Professionally Silly podcast sent you. Let her know. Let her know. Oh my gosh. Stay tuned for a promo for her podcast. I'm going to share that with you guys in just one moment. I want to thank you guys once again so much for listening and coming back every week. It means a lot to me as a solo podcaster. It really does. I don't have anyone to banter with or to bounce ideas off of or to help me with the research. It's all me, baby. And I am super appreciative that you guys listen and chill with me every week. You know, and if this is your first time listening, I certainly hope that you decide to come back and join me every Friday as we get professionally silly.
Hello, hello. Welcome to Conversations with Gory Summers, where I discuss mental health surrounding different aspects of life, such as parenthood, love, sex, childhood, goals, and so on. Come and join your girl and share some experiences to give a slice of life. Let's share, laugh, and most of all, express yourself. Hope to see you there.
So you guys can support this podcast by leaving reviews on whichever podcast directory that you're using, especially Apple Podcasts, if you've got that. I need your help in order for this podcast to grow. And leaving a 5-star and or written review on Apple Podcasts really helps the Professionally Silly Podcast do exactly that, grow. I really need that. So share this podcast with a friend and or family members, your coworkers, your neighbors, that weird motherfucker on the bus that you don't like to sit next to. Yo, share with everybody and let's have some fun together. This podcast is available on Spotify, Anchor FM, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and more. If you really enjoy the Professionally Silly Podcast and you want to help out, you can now support my silly content by making monthly donations. This will help the podcast continue to flow and help move the silly forward. Now, you can make monthly donations as low as 99 cents a month, $4.99, or $9.99 a month right here on the Anchor app. And if you've got yourself some commitment issues like a lot of us, you don't have to do the Anchor app. There is always PayPal, okay? www.paypal.me/AmberSmilesJones. Help me keep the silly flowing. Don't forget to check out the show notes for more bonus information like my social media stuff. I've got TikTok, which I have a lot of fun with, Instagram, Twitter, 2 YouTube channels, okay? I got a lot going on, so make sure you guys go ahead and check out the show notes down below. You can also email me at my P.O. Box if you'd like, Amber Smiles Jones, P.O. Box 533, Lovejoy, Georgia, 30250. That's also down in the show notes. You can send me literally anything that you want, and I can open them right here on air, or I can post a video on the unboxing on my YouTube channel. Okay, so I love it. I love getting things that I don't expect. I don't know what's going to be in it. It could be a letter. It could be I was going to say money. I do want that. Please send me boxes of money. I'm totally fine with that. I have no objections. Actually, I'm begging for it. It can be snacks from your country or snacks that you think I might like or what have you. Whatever you want, go ahead and send them in. When you send something, if you could just have a little note in there letting me know if you want me to open it on air here or if you want me to film the unboxing video for my YouTube channel, let me know which one you want. Once again, I'm Amber Smiles Jones, your audible boo thang, and thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station here on Anchor FM, where I take my silliness seriously. Stay silly, my loves.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.